Some of these pickup lines are hilarious, some of them are ridiculously smooth, but all of them could get you in trouble if you aren't careful enough.
Hey there, podcast listeners. Just want to let you know that the audio from this podcast is actually being ripped from our channel over on YouTube. So if you hear any YouTube-y-like things like me asking you to like or subscribe to the channel, I would just super duper appreciate it if you transfer that instead over to whatever podcast app you're utilizing right now. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today we're going to be going over some of the best sexual pickup lines you can use, but more importantly, we're going to be going over when it is best to utilize them, when it is appropriate, and who you should be utilizing them with. Before I get into all that though, I do need to tell you guys about our secret opening line formula. Utilizing our secret opening line formula, users have received 3 times more responses in comparison to when they weren't utilizing the formula before. And in case you don't know what the best online dating website is for you, I highly suggest you check out our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website, and at the end of that quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. You can find those necessities in the links in the bio down below, along with our online dating website deals page and more. So in order to make this video a bit easier to comprehend, I've broken it down into these 3 sections. The first of which is how to find the right person, then timing your raunchy pickup lines, then dirty pickup line examples. So before I jump into this first section, I did want to ask you guys real quick to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. We super duper appreciate it. So this is going to move me onto number 1 on my list, which is how to find the right person. So before we just jump into spreading around these dirty pickup lines, I really need you guys to take your time and hear me out first. Having explored countless dating websites and talking to countless people about their online dating websites experiences, I've seen just about every situation imaginable. And while utilizing these dirty pickup lines can absolutely bring you success, more often than not, they don't really work for most guys because they don't know how to time everything correctly, and it leads to them getting less matches, even leads to some users getting their profiles deleted and getting banned from particular online dating websites. On multiple different online dating websites, including every major website that you've heard of, including Tinder, Bumble, Hinge, and OkCupid, and more, there are certain rules and restrictions that actually prevent users from saying sexual pickup lines. A lot of these rules and regulations include anti-harassment clauses, and they can be actually surprisingly vague. Let me go over a quick example, and I'm going to use a snippet from Bumble's terms of service. Content will be restricted if it contains language or imagery which could be deemed offensive or is likely to harass, upset, embarrass, alarm, or annoy another person. And keep in mind, this isn't just talking about the content that is actually on your profile, it's talking about the content that you have when you are messaging other users as well, which means any message that you send applies to these rules. All of these dating websites also have a reports button as well, typically, so if you do try to have these conversations with a girl who is not on the same wavelength as you, and you say something that is vulgar or something that is disrespectful, and she finds it inappropriate, there's no reason why she would hesitate in hitting that report button on you. So basically what that means is if you say a sexual pickup line to another user and they found it offensive and reported it, and then the online dating website team also found it offensive in any way, then they can ban you from their online dating app. Fear not though, this doesn't mean that you won't be able to find your people in the online dating world. You just have to be sure that you are treading carefully. This is really the most important thing you need to consider before you just start saying all of these sexual pickup lines to any user, because the last thing you want is to be banned from any online dating website over some harassment claims. So how can you ensure that you are going to be talking to the right type of person? Well, the first major thing that I would look at is actually your own profile. If you are looking for somebody who would be into raunchy or sexual jokes or pickup lines or things along the lines of that, then your profile should kind of match that entire image. This may seem counterintuitive, however, whatever you put on your profile is going to attract those similar types of people. So you want to make sure that you are attracting the exact type of person that you are looking for. Be sure to make your profile fit your exact type of humor, and actually don't even be afraid to even say verbatim, "I'm somebody who likes dirty and raunchy jokes, so if you're not into that, then I might not be the right person for you, but if you are into that, then I am definitely the right person for you." Seriously, people will read this and accept it, and when you message them, they are going to be expecting that at that point. Any match who has matched with you has likely read your profile, especially if you're going to be on a dating app that is a bit more serious. And so if you are going to message them something like that, then it's absolutely going to be something where they have some level of expectation that this conversation is going to happen, and you have some level of that expectation as well. Keep in mind though that you still want your profile to look presentable. You don't want to be saying anything on your profile that could cause you to be banned at the same time. And you also want to make sure that your profile does actually look attractive as well. Even if you are into dark humor or raunchy humor or things along the lines of that, you yourself and your profile should still look good so that you're still making matches. You should still be able to make out clearly what you look like, and in your profile photos, you want to make sure that you seem like an approachable person and not somebody who could scare anybody away. I assume most users who are watching this video are not looking for serious long-term relationships if they're looking to say sexual pickup lines. So keep in mind that even though you are looking for those casual situations or even hookups, that you still need to be attractive to the person that you are matching with on the other side in order for those things to actually go through. Now, of course, there are tons of different online dating websites that are out there for you to choose from, but how will you know which one is the best for you? Well, I highly suggest you check out our online dating website quiz. Utilizing our online dating website quiz, it's going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website, and at the end of the quiz, it'll let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. So this is going to move me onto number two on my list, which is timing your raunchy pickup lines. So you've made a match with somebody that you're interested in, you've made sure that your profile clearly states what kind of humor and conversation that you are looking for, and all of your profile pictures of yourself are attractive AF. However, it's still not the time for you to be sending raunchy pickup lines, especially as a first message. And this is especially true, as some of you might view this as sexist, it's not, as if you're a guy sending a message to a girl first. Saying something like, "Are your legs made of Nutella because I'd like to spread them?" is not something that's going to come across very well to a girl who has not even had a first conversation with you yet. You have to remember that you haven't actually talked to these people yet, and you have to take things slow. From there, when you can feel that things are really clicking between the two of you, then you can really be sure and comfortable that they would be okay with these pickup lines, is when you can actually pull these pickup lines out. Even though you set up your profile in a particular way to prep your matches, you don't actually know what their limit is, and you also don't know if they even took the time to read your profile, as a lot of online users actually don't take the time to do this. You need to keep in mind as well that dating sites are not an open mic for comedians, and they really shouldn't be treated as such. They should be treated as a place where you're trying to find individuals who are like-minded to you, and that's true whether it's in your intentions for using the app and what their personality and lifestyle is like. So before you tell these raunchy sexual pickup lines, you should go over this checklist first. And the first list is that you should make sure that your profile does actually show that you are somebody who is into darker or raunchy humor, and it is clear that you are, maybe even stating it verbatim. The second thing you should check off is to view the actual profile of the person that you matched with. Are they somebody who has also said that they are open to dark humor or open to raunchy humor? Or are they somebody who doesn't seem like they would be? You want to make sure that you're telling these jokes to the right types of people. The next thing you should do is to have a little bit of a conversation with that user if one and two are checked off. Having the small conversation with the user is going to allow you to know if this person is more geared to telling these raunchy jokes because they might open up with them first, and it's also going to let you know if they aren't open to them as well, if they seem like somebody who didn't read your profile but did after the fact. And the last thing you should check off in this list is when you do actually go to actually say the sexual or raunchy pickup line, it needs to feel natural and not forced. if the pickup line feels natural in the conversation and it seems like the other person is inviting this type of conversation, then absolutely go for it. But if it seems like they're uncomfortable, they don't want to have this type of conversation, and you are forcing yourself to say it because you really want to, then it's definitely a no-go, and you shouldn't be saying these lines to random people because you're going to get yourself banned on these dating apps, which is the last thing that you want. Now, of course, this is all based around communication skills, and the first thing that you need to do is have a good conversation with a person before you start delving into dark areas. And so one way to go about that is by checking out our secret opening line formula. Utilizing our secret opening line formula, users have received 3 times more responses in comparison to when they weren't utilizing the formula before. So if you want to have more conversations which can lead to better dates, then you should definitely check out our secret opening line formula. So this is going to move me on to number 3 on my list, which is of course what I think most people in this video were actually waiting to see, and that's the dirty pickup line examples, and I've got 20 of them here for you today. Now keep in mind that this is still YouTube, so I am going to censor some of them out, but I know you're all smart enough to fill out all of the blanks. So my first one is, are you a raisin? Because you're a raisin, my dick. The next one is, can I borrow a kiss? I promise I'll give it back. Third one is, do you mix concrete for a living? Because you're making me hard. Fourth one is, do you have any Italian in you? Would you like some? Fifth one is, if it's true we are what we eat, then I could be you by morning. The sixth one is, I wish you were my boss because you keep giving me a raise. The seventh one is, you must be Medusa because your eyes are making me rock hard. Eighth one is, that dress looks great on you. As a matter of fact, so would I. Ninth one is, what's the difference between a Ferrari and an erection? I don't have a Ferrari. Number 10, if I flip a coin, what are my chances of getting hit? Number 11, are you my homework? Because I'm not doing you, but I definitely should be. Number 12, I'm no weatherman, but you can expect more than a few inches tonight. Number 13, are you butt dialing? Because I swear that ass is calling me. Number 14, let's play Barbie. I'll be Ken, and you can be the box I came in. Number 15, liquor is not the only hard thing around here. Number 16, what time did you get off? Can I watch? Number 17, the existence of casual sex implies there's ranked competitive sex, and I'm really good at playing. Number 18, do you want to commit a sin for your next confessional? 19, if you're feeling down, can I feel you up? And lastly, number 20, chips used to be my favorite snack until I found you. So if you guys are looking to have better conversations in your online dating experience, I do again suggest that you check out our secret opening line formula. Utilizing our secret opening line formula, users have received 3 times more responses in comparison to when they weren't utilizing the formula before. And in case you don't know what the best online dating website is for you, I suggest you check out our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating experience, and at the end of that quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. You can check out those necessities in the links in the bio down below, along with our online dating website deals page and more. If you guys wanted to see some more content from us, be sure to check out the videos popping up on my left and right here. And I did want to ask you guys again one more time to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. We super duper appreciate it. I'll catch you guys here next time on Online for Love. See ya!